If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May.
Mama's in Control, episode 116, what Gord Downie taught us all about dying and living.
First thing we climb a tree, and maybe then we talk, or sit silently listen to our thoughts, illusions of someday, cast in a golden light, no dress rehearsal, this is our...
Hey guys, and welcome back to the show. You know who I am. I'm Heather Chauvin, and thank you so much for being here. I just love you. I love creating this community for you and just pulling back the layers on what it's like to be a woman, to be a mother, to be a human being in a body with a soul in this crazy fucked up world and life. How do we find peace? How do we find ease and the sense of feeling in control in our lives? Because like I said over and over and over again, Mom is in Control has absolutely nothing to do with controlling other people. And a lot of times, this is what our mind is convincing us that we need to do in order to find peace in our lives. And it's a disease. It manifests in our body and we attract it in our lives. And then when we sit back and look back and say, what the fuck? What am I doing wrong? Realize that this discomfort, this misalignment in our lives, we've manifested it. But good news, there's good news, and I'll tell you what it is. You can have whatever you want. Yes, you actually don't need to believe me, because if I was you, or if that makes sense, the old version of me, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, listening to this would have been like, bullshit. I don't believe this girl. Who the fuck is she? But being on the other side of the bridge, crossing the bridge, painfully crossing the bridge, finding that peace, that contentment, that ease within my body, within my soul, within my mind, within my parenting, my marriage, my money, my time, my energy, my health. It's possible, guys. It's totally possible. It's doable. Everything is figure-outable, as Marie Forleo says. And I kind of can't believe where I've got myself today. And I don't say this to boast. I say this because I see myself as an advocate for thriving. I've always been this way. You know, you know how they say that saying of like strong women lift each other up, they don't tear each other down? That whole tearing each other down. I can't talk. The whole tearing each other down thing is just fear. It's women competing against women, just pulling each other down, and they're doing it out of fear. So when someone's making attack or a gesture or a judgment on somebody else, it's just a reflection of their own internal chaos. So when people are judging or making comments in front of me, I'm just like, hey, you know, it's totally your own shit. And when I catch myself judging or comparing or whatever, I'm like, this is totally a reflection of me. And it was funny because I was having a conversation with someone today and she said, like, I said, what are you craving? She said, I'm craving intellectual conversation. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And she's like, I'm just craving, you know, conversation with like independent, intelligent women, like intelligent conversation, like intellectual conversation. I am so done talking about carpool. I'm so done talking about the kids. I'm so done talking about the surface stuff. And what I said to her is, do you realize that that is a vulnerable place to be in, a vulnerable conversation to have? That when we pull back the curtains and actually be truly authentic to what our soul is craving and say that to another woman or somebody that we're kind of like, you know, like surface relationship with, of like we're acquaintances, but we're not really connected, that's vulnerable to put yourself out there. But you know, I'm all about vulnerability because that surface stuff, it's painful for me. It's like, let's get straight to the core. You know, what's the root of the problem? Let's focus on that. Too often in the healthcare profession, they're focused on the symptoms and, you know, why? Why is that symptom there, right? So when people are saying to me, I'm not sleeping at night. Okay, here's a sleeping pill. No, what is keeping you up at night? Let's solve that problem and then you get a good night's sleep. That's where we need to go. So if you're not familiar, actually, no, I'm not even going to go there. Before I jump into today's podcast topic, I want to let you know that I have a free challenge for you. If you've been listening to the last few episodes, I've been talking about the Time Freedom Challenge. I've been actually getting really, really good feedback from it. So now I'm like launching it hardcore, where before it was kind of like a beta test. I just wanted to see the feedback, how people liked it, and they're loving it. I'm all about simplicity and making your life easier. Time freedom is about finding that emotional freedom. It's not about quitting your job and moving to Bali, which, hey, if that's on your vision board, make it happen, sister. But what I'm saying here is you have kids, you have a job, you might have a dog or two, you might have a husband or not. Maybe you got some lovers on the weekend. Who knows? Who cares? That's your life. My point is, oh God, here I'm going on a rant. My point is, time freedom is the emotional freedom. It's the essence of, like, we all have 24 hours in a day. I don't know if you figure this out yet. I don't know. Like, you and Oprah both have 24 hours in a day. And I don't think she's built an empire because she didn't have children. Would that impact? Maybe. But guys, there are brilliant people in the world who are kick-ass women, kick-ass mothers. And guess what? They still have 24 hours in a day and they're building an empire. So we can't really use the excuses, right? It's all our limiting beliefs that are getting in the way. But there's some blind things that you're not quite aware of. So in the 5-day challenge, every day, every 24 hours, when you register, you're going to be getting one simple daily action step. And these daily action steps are going to take you less than 5 minutes. You can literally open up the email, get out your pen and paper, and do the activity there. It's not super complicated. And it's my intention for you is to get some awareness. So the link to that is in the show notes. I would tell you what the URL is, but it's a really complicated URL because I couldn't figure out how to hook up the web pages properly. So anyways, there's a clickable link in the show notes of the, the podcast that you're listening to. Anyways, that's the Time Freedom Challenge. Go take it, do the 5 days, and I want to hear. Hit reply to any email. What was the biggest aha moment that you had? All right. Now we're speaking about time. Now we're going to get into today's podcast, and I'm reading a article from yummymummyclub.ca. I can't make this shit up. So it's called YMC, which is like the website that it's on. And this woman's name is Candace Derrick. She is the author. So this is not my shit. This beautiful woman wrote this article. So yummymummiesclub.ca. And the article is called What Gord Downie Taught Us All About Dying and Living. It says, no dress rehearsal. This is our life. If you're not familiar who Gord Downie is, he's the lead singer of Tragically Hip. If you're a Canadian, you probably know who this group is. The song was playing at the beginning of the podcast. It will play at the end of the podcast today. Tragically Hip has been like a very well-known Canadian band for decades. And yeah, they're just magical. I love their music. And I can say that I've been a Tragically Hip fan, a diehard fan. No. Did I, if someone said, who's Gord Downie, would I have known that that's the lead singer in Tragically Hip? No. But what I do really respect about this man is his passion and art for making a difference in the world and being committed to his art, which is music, until the day that he dies. So Gord Downie was diagnosed with a terminal brain tumor not too long ago. And once he had the diagnosis, to go out with a bang, he decided, or him and the group, the Tragically Hip, decided to do one last tour. So I think they did about 30 or 40 cities. And I don't know if it was just Canadian or around the world, but they did their last one last Saturday in Kingston, Ontario. And Kingston, Ontario is in Canada. And it's there, it's actually not far from where I live. And it is, it was their, what am I trying to say? It's their hometown. It's where the band started. And it was pretty magical. So the CBC, which is local, not local, it's like international television radio. They stopped, they literally stopped doing TV on the Olympics, coverage on the Olympics. And they broadcasted live for 3 hours this whole concert. So that Canadians could watch this anywhere, or people around the world could watch this. No commercials, no nothing. It was just full on. And it was magical to see because you could see their facial expressions. You know, he goes out with a bang, they all do, but gets on stage, you know, plays for 3 hours, has like three different encores, and the guy just showed up and the whole band just showed up. But the magical part was there was a moment, and I'm going to talk about this because I have a very different perspective from this than a lot of people do. And I'm sure if you've been listening, you know that I had cancer about 3 years ago. So I didn't have a terminal cancer. I wasn't told, like, you have no more time, Heather. But I was told, Heather, you're in stage four and there's no more stage fives. Or there's no more stage fives. There's no more stages. And, so cancer is like, you can't judge one by the other because every body is different. My point is, he looked it in the face and he said, nope, this ain't the way that I'm going out. And people around me, I went out with, a friend and we were watching on TV, and people around me were like, oh, this is so sad. This is so sad. And I'm like, guys, we have a choice. We have a choice. You can look at this as a tragedy, or you can look at this as a miracle, because the essence of life is about how we show up in those moments, right? In those moments when we're absolutely terrified. So I wanted to read this article to you because it said, what Gord Downie just taught us all about dying and living. I'm going to read it and then I'll say my little two cents after this. So hopefully I don't butcher it. Okay. I'm going to take a sip of my chai tea. One sec. Okay. None of us is getting out of here alive. There's nothing more certain about life than our eventual death. Some of us will have our lives ripped from our hands in an instant, with a gnarly second to ponder our existence, while others like Gord Downie will be handed their death sentence and time. Months, days, and then seconds to grapple with the greatest question of all. Did I live a life worth living? For those of us who have followed the Tragically Hip from the beginning, this summer has been particularly protagonist. Our own mortality has been playing out on stage. It has been impossible not drawing comparison to our own lives with questions about how we face our inevitable death. Thank you. Thankfully, the ma'am and the bam who provided us with the kick-ass soundtrack of our lives over the last 3 decades, has also now gifted us with a roadmap for dying. Gord Downie could have been quite quiet, slipping away quietly without sharing his final days with us, and there would have been no judgment if he had. But instead, he handed us a gift. He pushed the demons that must have been a wrecking havoc on inside of him and gave us his all, right down to the very last song. While the vast majority of us won't have the rasped attention of a nation in our final days, we will have to focus on those who do love us. And as Gord showed us, our final performance is the time to leave nothing behind unsaid, to be vulnerable and raw. Why wait until we are looking death square in the eyes, though? Say it now. Faced with death, Gord Downie had 2 choices, retreat with his loved ones or bring us all in for our final group hug. There was nothing that he had to say or had to include. There is nothing that said he had to include us on this journey, but he respectfully and with love shared his music and poetry one last time and allowed us to say goodbye so that we might feel better. The Tragically Hip could have used this process, the proceeds, to make sure that their families were taken care of, because without Gord Downie, there is no Hip. Instead, they announced that some of the proceeds of the ticket sales would be donated to Sunnybrook Foundation to support cancer research, ensuring that they weren't just taking care of themselves, but the people who have some more living to do. Finally, with an entire nation hanging on every word during the final concert, Gord demanded better for our First Nations and gave us all a call to action. Do better. There was no vanity or posturing, just a man putting the living ahead of the dying. We should all remember that in our final days, it isn't about us at all, but all about those we leave behind. Last night, I listened with a nation of the Tragically Hip, the final concert on CBC. Canada's most iconic band played on the national radio with no commercial breaks and a few well-placed fucks for 3 hours. It was the most Canadian thing that ever Canadianed. I could not bring myself to watch with my eyes, but instead chose to close them and listen. Under the stars with a campfire, every song suddenly with new context and meaning. It's been a pleasure doing business with you. No dress rehearsal. This is our life. You're going to miss me. Wait and you'll see. Let's just see what the morning brings. It was not a lyric that finally pushed me over the edge, however. Rather, it was when Gord said simply, "Have a nice life." 4 simple words, so often said, dripping with disdain in our modern society, that it caught me off guard. There was no bitterness, no anger, no resentment in those words. It was said with gut-wrenching sincerity to each and every one of us. In the moment, I was beyond grateful for the music, the band, and the man that has been part of my life's playlist since I was 16. Years from now, the question won't be, where were you when Gord Downie died? But rather, where were you when he played his last concert? Looking death squarely in the eyes, Gord changed the narrative from not how he will die, but how he lived. A powerful reminder to us all. I don't propose to know what's going on inside the head of someone facing imminent death. All I know is that a man should be judged by his actions in the face of it. Gord Downie just showed us all how to die with courage and grace too. Gord Downie just showed us all how to die with courage and grace too. So thank you for listening to me while I stumble through those words. I really have nothing else to say. I really don't, because every time I talk about this subject, I always get teary-eyed. If you've ever been touched by mortality. If you've ever been touched by how blessed we are, how blessed you are to be listening to this podcast right now. Like, come on, you have to have some internet access for crying in the mud, right? I'm going soft. I just said crying in the mud. I don't know where my swear words are going. Anyways, my point is, life is so fucking precious. There it is. Life is so precious. Literally all we have is right now, in this moment. That's it. Right now, in this moment. Tomorrow isn't even here yet. But yet you're constructing this illusion in your mind of what it's going to be or how awful it's going to be and how shitty it's going to be. So when you wake up tomorrow and it's shitty, you're like, see, I knew it was going to be shitty. So we have to start with our thoughts. We have to start with how we want to feel and reverse engineer the life that we truly desire, because that's where the magic happens. So I'm going to leave you with a tragically hip song. And I want you to just listen to it with your eyes closed. But please don't close your eyes if you're driving. And just feel it and listen to the words. And if you are so inclined and time is currently not your friend, then I urge you to look in the show notes and click on that link and join the 5-day free time freedom challenge. Because mama, I will tell you, your life is worth 5 precious minutes a day. Much love. Talk soon.
First thing we climb a tree, and maybe then we talk, or sit silently and listen to our thoughts. Illusions of someday, cast in a golden light, no dress rehearsal, this is our life. Smoke them out. You are ahead.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life-quiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life-quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life-quiz.